Today we're getting into a very specific DNB finishing move, Shop, Titan, Playbook. And if you've ever had a breakbeat that sounded sick in a loop, but then fell apart the second you tried to arrange a full track, this lesson is going to hit home. The goal here is simple on paper, but deep in practice. We're going to take a break, slice it into something playable, tighten the timing without flattening the swing, and build a repeatable workflow that lets you move fast across an entire arrangement in Ableton Live 12. That means intro groove, drop energy, fills, turnarounds, and those little tension edits that make a DNB track feel finished instead of just looped. This matters in drum and bass because the genre lives on micro timing, call and response, and drum personality. If the drums are too rigid, everything feels dead. If they're too loose, the bass loses its authority. So the target is controlled movement, locked enough to hit hard, loose enough to breathe. Let's start with the source break. Pick a break that already has character. Amen style phrases, think break style loops, or any drum recording with strong ghost note detail are all great starting points. Import it into an auto track and set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM for modern DNB, or 166 to 170 if you want a slightly looser, rawer feel. Now warp it carefully. Turn warp on, and for break loops, beats mode is usually the best starting point. Keep preserve set to transients, and make sure the kick and snare still feel punchy. The big mistake here is overstretching until the break gets papery and loses its weight. You want the source break to keep its rhythmic DNA, because that's where the jungle feel comes from in the first place. Next, we slice. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For this kind of work, transient slicing is usually the move, because it gives you detailed chop control. If the break is more sparse, you can try slicing around warp markers on the main hits instead. Map the slices into a drum rack so each hit gets its own pad. And here's a really practical pro move. Rename the important hits immediately. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, fill, tail. That might sound basic, but it speeds you up massively once you're building variations. Advanced producers are just creative, they're fast, and speed comes from being able to read the kit instantly. If one slice has too much tail, don't just destroy the whole break. Load that slice into simpler on the pad and shorten the sample length there. That keeps the option open to re-expand it later if you need more room or more character. Now let's tighten the groove without killing the swing. Build a simple one-bar loop around the strongest kick and snare relationship first. Don't quantize everything to death. In DNB, the swing usually lives in the space between the backbeat and the ghost details. A good method is to draw or record a kick-snare skeleton first. Then quantize only the anchor hits. Leave the ghosts alone for a moment. After that, go into the MIDI editor and nudge some offbeat hits slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, if you want a more lazy jungle pocket. Push certain pre-snare ghost notes slightly early, maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds, to create urgency. If you're using grooves, drag a groove from a classic break feel into the groove pool and apply it lightly. Something like 10 to 35% groove amount, 20 to 50% velocity amount, and 15 to 30% timing amount is a good place to start. The key idea is this. Use the groove pool as a reference, not a crutch. If the groove feels good, but the pattern loses clarity, reduce the amount and manually restore the most important push and pull moments. Also, think in layers of timing, not one global grid. Your kick, snare, ghosts, and tops do not all need the same quanta strength. In advanced DNB, the pocket often comes from letting the main hit stay disciplined, while the micro details drift slightly. Now we're at the chop logic itself. Create a two-bar phrase using the chopped slices. Think in terms of anchor, answer, and fill. Bar 1 is your anchor groove. Bar 2 is the variation and fill. A really reliable pattern is kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4 or the appropriate DNB backbeat, positions for your break, ghost notes around the snare to imply motion, and one or two top hits answering the main drum phrase. Keep at least one repeatable motif in there, like a signature ghost note run before the snare, a hat flick after the snare, or a fill hit leading into bar 2 or bar 4. Use note repeat only if it actually serves the groove. Otherwise, manual placement usually sounds more intentional. A great trick is to duplicate the clip and make small bar-to-bar changes. Maybe bar 2 loses one kick. Maybe bar 4 gets a reversed snare slice or a short fill. Maybe bar 8 gets a denser turnaround. That's how you make the drums feel like a conversation instead of a loop. Now let's shape the slices so they behave musically. On keypads in the drum rack, Use Simpler for control. Mode can be classic or one-shot depending on the slice. Tighten the sample start slightly on kicks and snares. Shorten tails on ghost hits so they don't smear the groove. Use the filter to take harshness out of brittle slices. A good starting point is cutting harsh hat slices somewhere around 8 to 14 kHz if they're getting edgy. Ghost hits often like a short decay, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds. Snare tails can stay a little longer, maybe 80 to 180 milliseconds, if you want more jungle wash. Then add drum bus on the drum rack group or a subgroup. Keep it tasteful. Maybe 5 to 20% drive, a subtle boom or none if the sub is already busy. Transients boosted around plus 5 to plus 20, and damp adjusted so the top end doesn't get fizzy. Why does this matter? Because DNB depends on transient discipline. If every slice rings too long, the bass line has nowhere to live. If everything is chopped too short, the break loses identity. Controlled tail lengths keep the groove sharp, while preserving the sampled character. Now build the drum bus chain. Route all the drum slices to a dedicated drum bus group and start with a stock Ableton chain like this. EQ8 for cleanup, saturator with soft clip-on for density, drum bus for extra transient, push and harmonic edge, glue compressor for light glue, and utility for mono checks and width control. If the break feels too wide or smeared, keep the core drum bus mostly mono and let only selected top percussion sit wider. In DNB, a solid center image usually wins because the bass line needs the room. And if the track is heavy, consider splitting the drums into two buses, core drums for kick, snare, and main break, and top hats or FX for shuffles, rides, percussion, and tiny fills. That makes automation way easier, because you can distort or widen the tops without crushing the impact of the main groove. Now let's lock the bass line against the chop, because this is where a lot of people lose the plot. The drum edit is only half the story. In DNB, the bass line has to react to the drum phrasing. Set up a short call and response pattern with your bass MIDI. Let the bass answer the snare. Leave room during dense ghost note passages. Use tiny rests before a drop phrase or a fill. If you're using stock Ableton devices for bass, operator or wavitable for the source, saturator or roar for harmonic density, auto filter for movement, and utility for mono discipline on the sub is a classic workflow. Keep the sub centered and stable. Mono under roughly 120 Hz is a very safe rule of thumb. Don't widen the low bass. If the drums need more width, do that above the low end zone. A good habit is to check the phrase against the bass line in two bar chunks. A chop can feel amazing soloed and still fail once the bass enters. Test early, especially around bar endings and turnaround hits. Now it's time to turn this from a loop into an arrangement tool. Use automation to make the chop system evolve. Subtle filter cutoff automation on the drum bus is great for intro tension. A quick reverb send on a snare hit before a drop switch can add drama. A short echo throw on one fill phrase can create a nice transition moment. A tiny increase in saturator drive in the final two bars before a drop can add just enough lift. Keep the move small. DNB usually doesn't need giant EDM style sweeps. A little goes a long way. Think subtle, not theatrical, for arrangement. Build a DJ-friendly shape, maybe 16 bars intro with a reduced break, then 16 or 32 bars of drop section with the full chop logic, then an 8-bar breakdown or switch up, then a 16-bar outro with simplified drums and clear mix exit. This is the playbook part. The same chop system can create intro, drop, and outro versions just by removing layers and automating movement. That brings us to variation banking. Stop treating every fill like a one-off. Duplicate your 2-bar drum clip and create a few versions. Version A is the main groove. Version A2 removes a kick and adds an extra ghost. Version B adds a snare fill and hat answer. Version C gives you a tension turn with a reversed slice. Version D is stripped down for breakdowns. Color code them, group them, or keep a dedicated lane for drum options. Use clip gain and note velocities to separate the versions rather than rewriting the whole thing. In DNB, tiny velocity differences on ghost notes can matter more than adding more notes. Ghost velocities around 20 to 55, accent notes around 80. to 115, and varied fill hits will keep the loop from flattening out. A really useful coach note here, keep one version deliberately dry. A strip drum clip with minimal processing becomes your emergency option when the bus chain gets too heavy or when you need a cleaner intro or outro. That one move can save an arrangement. When the groove is working, resample it. Create a new audio track, route the drum bus to it, and record 4 to 8 bars of your strongest version. Then inspect the audio. Trim the best section. Consolidate the cleanest bar. Use it as a texture layer or as a final drum stem. This is especially useful for jungle and darker DNB, because resampling lets you capture the exact grit and glue of the current mix state. You can even reverse tiny pieces, layer them under fills, or use them as transition swells. Here are the common mistakes to watch for. First, over-quantizing the break. Fix that by quantizing only the anchors, then manually pushing and pulling the ghosts by a few milliseconds. Second, making every slice too short. Leave a little tail on snares and selected ghost hits so the break can breathe. Third, ignoring velocity. A lot of jungle swing lives in dynamics, not just note placement. Fourth, letting the break fight the bass. Simplify the drum activity where the bass has rhythm. Fifth, making the low end too stereo. Keep the core kick, snare, and break centered. Sixth, overusing effects on the drum bus. If the groove gets smaller, back off the compression, widening, or saturation. And seventh, not naming slices. Seriously, label the important pads immediately.